The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. I'm sharing with you a very special continued series on John of God down in Brazil live, and I've just had the most amazing journey this trip, and I am so happy to share it with you, including all the amazing testimonials, the wonderful healing stories, and so much more that you'll hear ongoing. I have so much content that I could have 10 shows for you, but I will share with you this upcoming show we have today, which is just incredible, with follow-ups from people that have had surgeries before and now have had additional ones, people that are new to this, and it's how it's impressed upon them, which is, you know, always so special for each person. It's a unique experience for anyone that comes down here, and it's a particularly profound experience for anybody anywhere that can feel the work that's being done to them through the entities of light. There are healers all around the world, and there's many people that go to different healers, even people in the Philippines and so on. But John of God is a very special experience, partially because of the fact that where the Casa de Dominacio sits in Brazil sits on top of a granite bed of crystal. And this crystal amplifies the energy of all the prayer, of all the work, of all the healing that goes on there. And this is like magnified. So as soon as you step through the gates of the casa, you literally feel this. You can't get away from that feeling. And as you enter into the great hall and you go into the current room and through into the blessing room, you successively feel more and more and more. And it's like you're getting supercharged. And then you walk out into the gardens of the casa and you can continue to feel this love. And it is love. I mean, we're talking energy healing, really. And if you want to talk quantum physics, this is the ultimate in quantum physics. This is healing. And it's in its simplicity, it's amplified love. And the thing that strikes me the most about Brazil and coming to Brazil is, you know, people say, oh, it's a third world country. Well, I wouldn't say that necessarily. Maybe by Western standards it is. It's a simple country. And you notice this right from the get-go when you arrive in the airport, or if you're leaving out of the airport, you tend to realize that there's something different going on. There's no hubbub. Nothing's, you know, a stress for anybody there. No one's in a hurry. In fact, one of the things I noticed, which was really amazing, is that not only are all the agents for the airlines calm, but they're very polite and they're very professional and they care about their job. And to add to that whole scenario and the atmosphere, even in the airport in Brasilia, you feel kind of a sense of calm that overwhelms you, unlike any of our airports in what we'll call the non-third world Western, you know, modality of life. And they don't have buzzing service announcements throughout the airport constantly. They aren't paging so-and-so. They aren't announcing over each other for airline departures. In fact, you hear none of that. You don't hear anything. It's quiet. It's so quiet you can hear each other speak on a low level by sitting next to each other and there's no other sound. And, you know, they're not worse off for it. Everything gets done. Everybody goes where they need to go. People get where they need to go on time. And it just is an amazing model to look at compared to our world, where everything's a race, 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 hurry, hurry, hurry. Look, here's the greatest and the latest and the most technological, and we're going to save you time and money while we collect all your data in the process. None of that happens down there. It's just calm. And it's so peaceful at a core level, you don't even realize it until you leave there. You don't realize it when you step into that because our nervous systems are so tied up and so tight from the way we live here, thinking that we have all the modern conveniences of the best in the world. When in fact, what do we really need? What is it that we're searching for? Because I know in my healing work, my whole job 90% of the time is to bring people's energy down, 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 to get them quiet, to take off all the stress factors, all the baggage that plays in the subconscious background, and bring them to a sweet spot. So what is the sweet spot? Well, the sweet spot is really working on your own glandular energy and not working from a place of adrenaline. We're so used to firing adrenaline because our whole society is suggesting things to us constantly. And what you don't have in Brazil so much is people suggesting things to you. They don't have an agenda, and they don't have a suggestion. And this almost feels like there's something wrong at first because no one's sort of placing their agenda onto you, and they're not distracting you either. All of our Twitter and all of our Facebook, everything that we have in our modern world that everyone's telling us we must have, we must do. If we don't do this, we're not in the flow. We're not up to par. We're not hip. We're not cool. It's literally harming our children's brainwaves. It's harming our children's brains. It's harming our brains. We'll see in the next generation more Alzheimer's than we will have ever seen before, and they're proving it. Too much stimulation to the brain literally damages the neurons. 90% of what I do is calming people's body system down, 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 so that their system can function with the energy it's supposed to function with and not adrenaline. But a good deal of the work that I've been doing in the last 2 years is brain work, brain correction. And I'm talking about even teenagers, young ones. We are becoming so addicted, so ADD, so overly enervated to the wrong stimulus and the wrong data, we can't connect to our spirits again. It's so difficult for us to disconnect from the suggestion of our modern world and to connect back to what is truly our guidance system. If you want to call that God, you can call that God. If you want to call it your spirit, you can call it your spirit. But your own unique contact to some divine guidance is lost on us. We aren't able to connect back to it. And this is not helping us any. So being the latest, the greatest, the best, the fastest, the coolest, look at how well we can deliver. All of what I'm here in Brazil focusing on is the complete opposite of that. And it's bliss. It's just divine, and you're going to hear stories from people that say the same thing. In this hour, you're going to hear from people that are talking about exactly what I'm saying here, and they're telling you that perspective from their own unique experience. It's the same story over and over again. We're too fast. We're going too quickly. It's harming us. We shouldn't need the kind of service that I provide on a regular basis to people. We shouldn't need that like we do. And I shouldn't be seeing people over and over and over again because they keep re-enervating themselves and re-stimulating themselves inappropriately. We should be able as a species to learn what's not good for us and change our pattern so that we actually can choose what is good for us. Children know it. They do know it until they become addicted to technology. They're tugging at their parents', you know, shirt sleeves and saying, "Hey, mom, dad, slow down. Spend time with me. Notice me." But parents that I see, more often than not, are very busy in the world. They're caught up in our busy world. That's not what kids need. Kids need parents. Kids need quiet. Kids need an example of quiet. And most importantly, we all need love. And love can just be a smile. It can be slowing down for a moment long enough to really gaze in someone's eyes and say, "How are you today? How are you feeling today?" We don't do that. We don't smile and then smile back at someone genuinely. I dare you to go around and smile and say hello with a big, genuine smile to everybody today and tomorrow and see what happens. I dare you. Try it. And some of you will say, oh, well, in my city, no one smiles back. So what? Keep smiling. Keep trying. If we don't change what we're doing, we won't have what we're seeking. And really, we're seeking peace. Why do we work so hard? We work so hard so that we can relax, right? So we have the income and the other things, whatever it is that pleases us to relax. When in fact, if we relax first, then we will do everything that we do much better. The Hopi Indians knew this. Many different cultures know this. Why don't we, in our very advanced Western ways? There's something that I have posted in my office that's really particularly meaningful to me, and I want to share it with you. My teacher, who's an enlightened master, wrote this for us, and I think it's one of the most wonderful things that I refer back to daily. Do not move until intention is absolute, open-heartedly present, and or coherent with spirit and creator. And I just think that's so sweet. It's so true. Don't move until you're present. Don't move until you're loving. If your energy isn't in a loving space, how are you going to receive anything good all day long? Or do we expect someone else to do that for us? You see, that's what we're really getting to down here. When people are able to truly receive what's being given down in Abhijanya, at John of God, the world opens exponentially. And we attribute it to the entities doing that. And some people are really offended by that, saying, well, someone else is doing it for you. Well, the truth is they're giving you a nudge. They're helping where you're stuck, but they're giving you a nudge. And the energy of the whole environment allows us then to receive in a way that we can't easily receive wherever we are normally. And so in doing that, you're then better able to take in the energies and synthesize them into your nervous system and your body. And that naturally calms a person, which in turn opens their heart, which in turn makes them more present, which in turn creates the cycle. So I'm going to share with you for the rest of this hour wonderful stories from Abhijanya, Brazil, with John of God. And I have a special upcoming show with John of God because I interviewed him, and he was both in and out of entity, I believe, when I interviewed him. And that's going to be a super duper duper special show. So I'll keep you posted as to what's going to happen there. If anybody is interested in partnering with me for sponsorship for the show, do let me know. You can email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And especially for that show upcoming, if you want to showcase anything in particular. Also, I would like to direct you back to the website for information and more information upcoming about further shows at makinglifebrighter.com, and you can find us at the radio tab there with all the live links and all the archives of all the shows. I'd also like to share with you, you can find us on Twitter at MLB Radio and on Facebook at makinglifebrighter.com, and if you haven't liked us there, follow along because I've been sharing different video clips of being in Brazil, and I have more yet to share. I have so many neat things that are happening and have happened on this trip that I will be keeping you posted along with me as to what those are as we go, but I have some very, very special things that have taken place. So stay tuned. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we'll be right back with more stories live from Brazil and Abhijanya right here on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit makinglifebrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered trans medium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back with Making Life Brighter Radio. This is Winifred Adams. I'm your host here. And we are down live in Abidjan, Brazil at John of God. And I have a very special guest today. It's Simon from London. Welcome, Simon.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
So nice to have you. So tell me, this is new to you. You just came here, but a few days back. And tell me your experience from the get-go.
Wow, well, I can honestly say that this is truly the best experience of my life.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
What makes it the best so far?
Oh, it's just being here, the energy here, the whole way of being here, the people, the incredible experiences that I've had, the environment, just absolutely everything here is so unique. And so absolutely incredible. It's at times I've been moved to tears. It's been just so amazing. And I've had so many of these kind of experiences which you can only imagine happen. But mm-hmm. These have been real experiences. I've met with people. We've had shared something in common. But it's been quite profound at the level at which we share something.
It's almost as if you've known people before here, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Like
it's almost like I feel like I've known you for a long time.
I know. It's an instant hello again, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's, absolutely. It is an instant hotel. It's beautiful here because people's hearts are wide open. People look at you when they talk at you. They listen to you. They're interested in you. And it's not, I'm talking here about the local people as well who welcome us into their country with their hearts.
That's a good point because, you know, you're from London and I'm from LA and those are two big cities where people not only don't look at you, they don't want to give you the time of day.
Yeah.
And that's so the antithesis of this place.
People here are alive. Everybody in London is really asleep, rushing from A to B. They're never present. What I've noticed here, and something that I'm passionate about, is we are present. We're here and now.
Yeah.
Just from meditating to sitting in the casa on my own, the casa being the house where John of God resides, and also being drawn to want to go there.
Now, you've said the current a few times. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you?
Mind-blowing. Why? I practice meditation at home and I practice mindfulness, and I'm here for personal reasons on a number of levels. I have been into the current twice with a view to going into it another two times, and it's just the connection, it's the level of connection to the higher self. And I sat directly opposite of John of God so I could hear him. And when he was actually saying a prayer this morning, it was amazing. It was very uplifting. And for me, though, my first experience of current was on the first day I arrived. So in the morning, I went into the first time line, and I was coming from London, and I was looking, thinking, there's 2,000 people here. John, of course, never going to see all these people. It's chaos. This isn't going to happen. Because the big thing for me here from the orientation was the word that I was hearing before I came here, surrender. Going back to your point about current, so my first experience of current was the mind-blowing moment that you walk through current to see John of God. Nothing prepares you for that, because the energy there with 150 to 200 people meditating, and you're walking into this shield, it's of absolute vibrant energy. The whole place is like that all the time, but the current room is special. So then, coming back to the point we were talking about, I sat in current twice as somebody meditating. So I'm then giving my energy to the current room to support the energy entities and bring them present.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there's a lot of protocol that goes with that, about keeping your body language open. Your palms should be faced up to the ceiling so you're receiving in order to be able to give. And then towards the end, when the current session has finished, so all lines have passed, John of God, then they change and they allow you to cleanse and receive. And the first time I sat in the current, it was like the biggest electric shock I've ever received. I literally remember physically going backwards into the pew. And the current this morning, charging my crystals, was phenomenal. I had some beautiful experiences.
Did you feel the energy from the crystals? Because
yes.
They're called the male and female crystals, and they're only given by permission, and they're used to help balance the male and female energies in bodies, and no one's to see them but the person that they're entrusted to. Mm. And when you hold them, they help to balance you, and it is powerful.
Yeah,
I have a pair, and it's just so powerful.
And they were vibrating.
Yeah.
This morning, because I had already charged them this morning on some of the larger crystals, which we have to do. And I was sitting with them, and at times I knew I was kind of rolling them around in my palms. It's almost as if they were moving on their own.
Each person has an experience with them that's so profound, and I know that when I first got mine, I had them for about 6-8 months, and one of them, my male crystal, broke. And I was so crushed, because I thought, oh my, what's that mean? Now what? And I took them back to him, and he said, oh no, that's very good. Your energy's changed. That's wonderful. Get her a new one. So
fantastic.
It just shows you, it literally a broken half.
Yeah.
So it shows you that, you know, this is a cycle, and every bit of it is a cycle, and you're coming into this for the first time. What's it like to experience the surgeries on stage?
So I didn't have I had a spiritual intervention, so I didn't have physical, but I observed the surgeries on day one in the morning. So John of God appeared.
Nothing like jumping right in.
That's right. And I was thinking, wow, so this is true. And there were possibly three physical interventions. So physical surgeries. And a lady, possibly in her 30s, had a tumour removed, possibly from her bowel or her stomach, right in front of the entire hall.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? She hardly bled, I'm sure.
She hardly bled and she hardly moved. And then another guy had an intervention where he placed something up over his nose.
Mm-hmm, the long tool, and he twisted it round and round and round.
He didn't flinch. And then I haven't seen any intervention since that, mainly because the hall has been so busy.
Now, do you realize that every time someone comes here, they think, oh my gosh, I couldn't possibly look at that. I couldn't see that. And then just everyone says once they see it, it really wasn't that bad.
I think watching it is actually part of projecting energy onto the person who is in receipt of the surgery.
You become one with the room. And the energy of the room, did you feel that? The veil came over the room and it became so potent, almost tangible. Like you could almost feel the air and the stillness of this electricity that was so sweet.
And the electricity is very much present, because when at the beginning you hold hands, everybody holds hands and they say prayers, and the current, the energy between everybody is...
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's palpable.
So when you first spoke to the entity, what was that like for you? When you saw the man incorporated?
It was kind of in a hay. I was in... It was... because I'd walked through... Yeah, I'd waited in line because I just gave surrendered. The line was moving pretty quickly, and then I walked through the current, which really is very, very, very moving the first time you go in there. Nothing prepares you for that, and there he is. And he has this immense energy and power and presence, because he's channeling so much from the entities. And you put your hand in his hand, but for me, it was almost as if he was, in that moment, he was really present for me. It was 15 seconds, maybe.
Well, you feel that energy come up through your whole
and
body.
Absolutely. And I prepared my three questions, and he already knew it was going to be spiritual intervention, we're calling it now.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't surprised because that is what I wanted.
Well, they work on everything when you get that. So really, there's no disappointment for people that do get that because, frankly, they take all of your concerns and your wishes and then a bit more of what you don't even realize you need and begin to work on you. So what was that like?
It was mind-blowing. So in the afternoon, I came back for the 2 o'clock spiritual intervention. You pass through the current into a specific area where they carry out the spiritual surgery. Then you sit for 45 minutes with your right hand over your heart. I can honestly say that that was mind-blowing because it was as if I knew they were working within me where I wanted them to work, specifically where I needed them to work. I did, again, there have some beautiful moments where I saw some amazing light, and it was very, very powerful.
Well, when you get the
surgery, I think
you go back to your prasada, you lay down, and that's where the real surgery begins. Did you feel that?
Well, that is where, so that is exact, and that's a really good point because I've got something amazing to tell you here. I went back to my prasada, followed the rules, I picked up my medication, was lying on my bed, and I'd texted my brother in the United Kingdom just to let him know because we're very, very, very close, who have a very strong connection. My brother is immensely spiritual. He is is very, very powerful. And he picked up my surgery in the United Kingdom just when I got into bed.
I'm getting chills as you tell me that.
So the following morning when I was picking up my phone, so I didn't touch my mobile.
Yes, mobile.
Your mobile. Mm-hmm. For about 27 hours, and Adam had sent 7 or 8 text messages through saying, "Oh my God, what is happening now?" He said, "You're with me, you're with me, you're with me. I can feel this." He said, "Something is going on." And it was around about 6:30 in the UK, which is 4:30 here, and I'd been in bed probably 30 minutes. And then another amazing thing happened. I'm very close to my brother's third daughter. He's got a 3-year-old little girl, and I absolutely adore her. I had a very emotional day, and I took all of the people that I had photographs of separately to the triangle and said a prayer, but I put my niece Beatrice into the triangle in the main hall. And I was sitting down meditating, and I was opening my left eye because I could see her face still in the triangle looking out at me where I'd left her. Leaving her, I thought, I need to go and book some crystal beds. I went to the shop to book a crystal bed, room number 11. I opened the booklet, and nobody had booked crystal beds apart from one lady who had booked 2 crystal beds at 11 and 11:30, and her name was Beatrice.
Serendipity. It's perfect.
And this has been happening all the way through this trip.
It's exactly what people talk about what happens here over and over again. It's just phenomenal what takes place. So thank you so much for sharing.
You're very welcome.
This has just been wonderful. I can't wait to hear more. And as you continue to go through this week and,
absolutely,
more of the love transpires for you that looks like magic here, but it's not. It's actually just everyday occurrence.
And I'm coming back in April.
Oh, fantastic.
August.
August. Well, August. Fantastic.
Maybe that's interesting. I said April.
Yeah, maybe we'll be coming back in April and August.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Simon.
You're very welcome.
This has been a pleasure and a treasure. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we'll be right back with more from Abujania, Brazil, live at John of God.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.makinglifebrighter.com.
Do you or does somebody you know face an ongoing battle with addiction? Our nation's drug problem is getting worse as we spend billions on the judicial system. It's time to fight the demand for drugs and not the supply. Listen for I Took the High Road with host Jacob Jansen, who has experienced both IV heroin addiction and recovery and is now here to both help and educate you with his story and engaging guests. There are great resources available for recovery, and there is hope. Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Making life brighter. Your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now, back to the show with your host, Miss Winifred Adams.
And we're back. This is Making Life Brighter Radio, and this is Winifred Adams. I'm your host down here in Abajania, Brazil. We're live with John of God, and I have a special guest right now who has come in, and I want to introduce you to a very dear and sweet new friend of mine, Geraldine.
Thank you.
So, Geraldine, you're from France.
Yeah.
And you came here for what specifically? What brought you here?
Yeah, I'm healed. I'm seriously healed, and I got a breast cancer and go into the bones, and also in my liver.
In your liver? You have a tumor in your liver?
Yeah. So it is very. I'm healed for 3.5. 3 years and a half. And this summer, the doctors told me I have to go to the chemo, and I go to the chemo, and no, it doesn't work at all. And it was a very violent experience for me, very violent for my body and for my soul. And so around Christmas, I decided to come here because I got a strong intuition that I will find my path in America Latin, in Latin America, and I don't know exactly where, but step by step, in one day, I know it was there in Abadania.
So you were supposed to come to Jonathan.
Yeah.
And now that you've come here, what do you sense about yourself? What do you feel about?
I feel much better, and I think I discover, first of all, a beautiful place and beautiful people. I'm beautiful people. I met a lot of people are so generous, very in charity. I can believe my eyes and my heart, because I think
people give here.
Yeah,
even if you don't know each other, we give.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this place.
And there is a lot of extraordinary events here, and when you need help, there is an angel on your path. It is totally extraordinary. It's
when you need something, someone just comes along, and it's immediate. You think something up, and then someone shows up.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we met with the waterfall. And you got to go to the waterfall, and then you've been to the waterfall, and what was that like for you as an experience, because it's so sacred?
Yeah, and I think I need to, because I need to go to the Cachoeira first. And in fact, we meet each other with Nicole, a friend of mine. And after maybe, I think, I need to go to Castrera. And a friend of mine was not here. Had a vision for me at the Castrera, and so I share with you that vision, and it was important for me to do kind of off ritual at the Castrera to let my past behind me and to go toward a new life. And I think I have a sensation, the feeling that I'm new. You know, and I generate my, you know, all my body, and I think it's a process. It's not. It's not.
It's not immediate.
Yeah, it's not immediate. I think it's a process, but.
But you work so hard at it too.
Yeah.
I mean, you pray. You definitely do all the things that would give you as much advantage to change and heal and grow and leave the past behind as possible.
I think everything is possible, and I think you have the key for healing is to believe. You must have no doubt.
There you go.
If you have any doubt, I think this is a problem. I'm sure of that. You have no doubt. In fact, we're going to die one day or later. Okay, so you have to accept, maybe, that we are mortal people. And maybe once you accept that, you tell to your mind, okay, so this is like that. So no. I just have the day I want to have, and to live my life every day, and every day going so bright, and to put light on your heart, and to put light on your body, and for me, I believe in God. Okay, so it helps me, and especially also here, this is a good place to be connected to the deep nature, and that's why I thank you, Winnie, because we go together to the Castrera, and it was a marvelous moment because we were connected to deep nature, and I think it's very important because when you live in a big city, you are not connected to you're not connected to people, and not connected to our, you know, our deep soul.
It's too loud in the big city.
Yeah,
we can't feel. And when we go to the waterfall, we feel the nature. Sometimes we see the monkeys. Sometimes we see the butterflies.
The butterflies, the big butterflies,
big beautiful blue morpho butterflies. I mean, it's a blessing.
Yeah,
you know what they mean. The blue morphos mean that your wishes will come true.
Yeah.
So, do you feel different in your body physically now? Can you sense anything?
I can't tell that, but I'm sure that I'm in the right path now.
That's wonderful.
I'm totally sure. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt. So, maybe I was wrong. I don't know. My destiny is in the hands of God, but to say at the Rosario, there is a beautiful Portuguese lady, and she said at the Rosario, "Jésus, j'ai confiance," and I think I am in this path. So, j'ai confiance.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. You've surrendered in a sense to your situation for complete healing.
Yeah. So,
and accepted complete healing. And that's another thing, maybe coming here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure of that.
Accepting the energies that are coming to you so that you don't lose them and you don't push them away, you take them in.
Yeah, I'm sure of that, but I think it's a long path for people to get more consciousness, raise a lot of parameters to understand what your illness means, maybe in your personal story, to reconnect to God, to maybe I can see I saw the death surround me 1 year, 2 years ago, and I saw the death, and okay, I'll tell, okay, maybe I'll die, but starting that point, I want to live my life, and it's a kind of freedom. It's a kind of freedom. My crisis was a kind of freedom. So I want to live what my profound desire, what I want. So
your preference.
Yeah. And it was my first step to God, and.
It's like taking back your life.
Yeah. For instance, I was seriously ill 2 years ago, and the doctors told me, okay, you have a big hole in your colon, so it is very dangerous to do something to, maybe I love skiing, so no, it's you can do nothing, okay, and okay, I asked to my heart, okay, what do you want to do? You stay at home, and you fear of all the thing. So maybe I prefer to die and while skiing. Maybe I prefer. So I made a trip in New York, because I want to know New York before my death. And after that, I go to see a friend in Canada, in Quebec. And it was a friend of mine, French friend of mine. And he told me, okay, Jordan, won't you go to ski? I tell her, no, I can't. It's possible. And my heart was sunny. My heart was sunny. I said, oh, yes, I want to do that. Even if it's risky.
You wanted to live.
And you didn't want even to if it's risky. And I do that. Mm-hmm. And
2 years later, you're here.
Yeah, and when I turn back in France, I have no fear of nothing. Okay. Doesn't matter. You can go and be hurt by your car or so, what, I don't know. And maybe I have the cancer, but I can I can have death, an over death. So maybe I will find the healing, because I know what death can be.
Yeah, you've already experienced the worst of it.
Yeah.
And now it's about living again.
Yeah. And I tell God, okay, if you want to die, if you want me to die, okay, it's okay, you can choose, you can choose everything in your life, but know when you're supposed to die. Are you okay with that? So, but I tell him, I accept my death, but maybe my urge was very painful, because if I die, I know I can't share anymore my experience with over, and I want to share my experience with over, and to help them to, in order that by
you want to help other people by
sharing their experience. To be kind of a servant of God.
I don't think that'll be a problem. I don't think so at all. Well, Geraldine, I want to say thank you so much for sharing with us. I know this is a big step for you, and it seems like a joyous one. You're just a bright, bright soul and spirit, and I can't thank God enough for meeting you. So thank you for sharing, and we'll be right back with more on Making Life Brighter. And stay tuned for more Abba Janya live at John of God. Making Life Brighter. You can check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and you can find us right here on MakingLifeBrighter.com. Stay tuned.
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we're down here broadcasting live from Abajania, Brazil, down at John of God. And if you have not heard all the archive series, you'll have to go back to makinglifebrighter.com and check out the radio tab, because on the radio tab, you'll find all the archives on the player there. And I've done a series of shows from last summer until now, and this particular guest that I have right here again is Mark Wallace, and he was in our second show featured with his very incredible story. So if you haven't heard that story, go back and listen to it. But Mark Wallace has come back, and he has a second experience that's most extraordinary that I want to share with you today. So welcome again, Mark. Nice to have you here.
Hi, Winifred. Nice to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
You've had a special experience here this time, which is your second time down in Brazil. What did you have done to your body this time?
This time I was given what's called a physical intervention or physical surgery, which was just amazing. I have to say it was just incredible. I had like about a 7-inch long piece of medical equipment that was put up my nose.
A Kelly clamp.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. So that was incredible, because when I've seen it happening to other people, I think, oh, God, that must be really painful, you know, because it looks really long. It looks like if it goes up your nose, it looks long enough that it's going to go right into your brain. So, yeah, I had that, and I didn't feel anything at all. It was unbelievable.
So you had to get special permission for this particular surgery, and why is it that you wanted a physical surgery to begin with?
I'd spoken to people who've had the actual physical surgery, and they said one of the things about the physical surgery when you actually have it is it completely dispels even the slightest doubts you have deep in your mind about, is this really happening? Is this really true? So I felt for me that if I was to go through the physical process, it would cast aside all those doubts. So for me, that was just such an incredible experience.
And so you got permission to do this because there's age restrictions, there's health restrictions and all that. And the entity told you, apparently, that you were going to have this, that you could have it. What did it feel like when you did this? What was it like?
Well, from beginning to end, there was 3 or 4 of us, I believe, who were taken into the medium's room. And my own experience was that we were told to stand in silence in front of him. And so I was there meditating, and after probably 5 or 10 minutes, it suddenly felt to me as if all the windows and doors in the room closed, and I was completely bathed in this very, very vibrant blue light.
Were your eyes open?
Well, I could have opened my eyes at any time, but I chose not to.
as I didn't want any visual distraction from what I was feeling inside, emotionally and spiritually inside my body. And there was a very much a kind of sort of, you know, a feeling of like something happening that was really intense. As I think about it now, I assume was kind of the anesthesia coming towards me from everybody in the room. And then I was aware of John of God walking around us. Again, my eyes were closed, but I was aware of him walking around. And it seemed to me that he was operating on people there in front of the medium's chairs.
And that's private. That, in other words, other people in the Great Hall weren't seeing any of that.
No, this was all privately in the back room. And I just thought, oh, well, I suppose we're all going to be operated on in here. After some more minutes, he kind of grabbed my hand and started to walk me around the room. I had no idea where I was going because, as I say, my eyes were shut and I was just trying to focus. Anyway, it would appear that he led me out of that room, out into the main hall where the audience was, and took me up onto the stage. Again, I was kind of stumbling a bit because my eyes were closed and I was just being led by his hand. And then he put my back up against the wall and started to, I don't know, I suppose address the helpers who are holding all the instruments that he uses for these physical operations. Obviously, I'm not looking. I'm still trying to focus and stay in a meditative state. I was aware of him then coming to me, and he just started to immediately press on my nose, which is one of my problem areas that I was looking for healing from. So he instantly approached the area and started to rub it with his hands. I could feel something like that. And then after some amount of time, he must have taken the metal instrument that you described and pushed it into my nose. I could feel it going in. I could only describe it just as being uncomfortable. There was nothing painful, and I could feel the instrument going right up my nose and continuing to travel up my nose to wherever it was going. But it didn't hurt. It just felt slightly uncomfortable. I did feel the sensation of him turning it. And then I suppose he withdrew it.
But did you feel it anywhere else in your body? Did you have a sensation of anything
Yes,
else?
I did. It's funny you should mention that. Yeah, I felt the sensation of what he was doing in my nose. But in my intestine area and my colon area, which was part of the treatment I was looking for, it felt as if things were physically going on in that part of my body while this instrument was in my nose. So that was kind of intriguing, but again, I'm trying not to get too conscious while it's actually happening. It's only afterwards that I'm able to recount this. So that went on for a while, and then the next thing was he removed it from my nose, and I was put in a kind of it was like a chair with wheels, and I was wheeled into the recovery room. Again, I was really giddy by this point. I had no recollection really what was happening. I was helped into bed, and I think I just probably slept for an hour or so. I certainly don't recall being my eyes open and being awake. Then after a while, one of the people who attend in the recovery room kind of gently woke me up and said, "Here's some blessed soup for you." And then they just said, "Look, lay quiet, you know, for another hour or so, and we'll tell you when it's time to go and pick up your herbs and go back to your room."
That's pretty phenomenal. What do you feel like now?
Now, I feel it has definitely cast aside any doubts that I may have had. I wasn't openly aware of any doubts, but I decided that I would like to go for this to see if it did. And, yeah, it definitely made me feel very elated and very, you know, very...
Do you have any kind of relief that you were looking for prior to the surgery? You maybe had some issues, and do you find any relief post-surgery?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, the thing is now, after the surgery, because one of my things was breathing issues. I was finding it really hard to sleep because of my nasal passages being completely blocked. And it wasn't with mucus or anything. It was as if the nasal passages had become really small over time. Now, I just, you know, they feel completely open. It's like I can breathe through my nose. I'm not gasping for air when I'm sleeping now. I'm actually just, you know, breathing easily through my nose. So it's a really, you know, wonderful feeling.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's incredible that you had a physical surgery and that you could go through that. What a blessing.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a real blessing, yeah.
Well, that's just one more example of all the amazing things that are happening down here at John of God. Thank you for listening. And upcoming in the next few weeks or the next month, I have a live interview with John of God himself, so stay tuned because that will be an awesome show. Thank you for listening, everybody. Broadcasting from Abadjania, Brazil, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.
You are my
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.